I'm Mike, and I've got my line mate Matt with me. And today, we're going to go over this series that looks to be almost over with the Colorado taking a 3-1 series lead and some NHL news. So, Matt, you know what? A very controversial win for the Colorado Avalanche. You know, it's cited that they had six guys on the ice there. But you know what? Tampa had seven guys on the ice. So,
yeah.
You know, and ironically, didn't this happen to Tampa when they were playing
last year, right?
Yeah, when they were playing the Islanders.
Yes, it did happen. Yes, it did.
Kind of like some karma coming back on them. What do you think of that?
Yeah, and I think there was a high stick on the same play too that they were complaining about. There's a lot, but here's the bottom line. That puck should have been stopped by Vasilevskiy.
Yeah.
Kadri should not have scored that goal. It was one that you look twice and, whoa, was that Malcolm Subban in that? And it was actually Vasilevskiy. And if he stops the puck, we're not even talking about it. And at Tampa, dude, they had a lot of trouble last night with possession. They could not get the puck away from Colorado. They were just coming at him, and it just seems like Tampa was just trying to clear the zone and hang on for dear life. And I credit Colorado, man. They were hungry. They were all over the Lightning in probably the last two periods and the overtime. And I didn't like all the posts that they were getting. They were firing them on net. The Lightning were getting a lot of posts. And
yeah,
just you knew it was going to happen. It was just a matter of when. And sure enough, Kadri gets the goal as one of his, I think it was his first game back from injury.
Yeah.
And, man, good for him. He stepped up, and they're one win away from a Stanley Cup.
I think he went through, like, three guys, too, didn't he?
Yeah, it should never went in. It shouldn't even been a shot. He should have been knocked on his ass from whoever was playing defense. But
yeah.
And Vasilevskiy should have stopped the puck, too. Those aren't like him to, you know, to give those up. But he is human. I mean, he's
right.
Very, very good goalie, but sometimes they find a way in, and that one found a way in.
Nathan MacKinnon had a pretty nice goal in the game. I think it was a deflection goal showing up, man. You know what?
Yeah, he is.
Looking good for this Colorado team. You know, it looks like they might wrap this up, man.
Yeah, Nate had like eight shots that game, too. Yeah. Like really good opportunities, and he was moving, man, and Cale Makar looks good as usual, and Darcy Kuemper was just good enough to get the win. He's one win away from a Stanley Cup, and
can you believe
making
that?
Joe Sakic look like an absolute genius for trading for him.
100%, man. Grubauer's like, I can't freaking believe this.
Well, he's still getting paid, so
he is.
He's getting his money, but, I mean, Darcy Kuemper is, you know, he's going to ask for a little bit of more respect now. He's been a kind of in the desert rotting away, and he finally got a chance to play in a good team, and you know, he's been decent, good enough, you know, and good for him.
Hey everybody, this is from our sponsor Manscaped. Use our code SHYTOMAHAWK. You get 20% off of anything off of the website. I have their version 4 lawnmower, and it's great. It's got an LED light on it. I never thought that I would be so excited for an LED light. I've got one on my Makita drill. It's great. I've got one on my Manscaped shaver lawnmower. It's great. It really comes in handy. And you know what? They have other products on their website as well. They've got deodorant. They've got ball deodorant too, if you need to use that, if things are, you know, getting a little too out of hand. But be sure to check out their website. They've got a lot of products, a lot of cool stuff too that really works. I use it. I think that it's great. I was actually going to buy my own lawnmower before we got a sponsorship. They contacted me right as I was about to pull the trigger. I'm really glad that they did, because it helped save me some coin. So do us a favor. Go to the website, use our code SHYTOMAHAWK on anything. If you want to get replacement blades, if you're already a Manscaped customer, if you've already tried their deodorant, Matt uses it. He says that it works out great. The ball deodorant works pretty good. And they've got toner. It's really great. So check it out. SHYTOMAHAWK at Manscaped. Looks like the Lightning, I would imagine that they're trying to move on from this loss. get their heads right for their next game. I think it might be over for this team, though. I just think it's been too much hockey in the past 3 years for them. Mm-hmm. And Colorado's just too fresh, dude. I mean, they've just steamrolled practically everybody.
Yeah, it's starting to show. I mean, it happened to the Hawks, happened to the Kings, you know, happened to the Penguins. It just, over time, you know, all these games catch up and wear and tear. And I could see the Lightning coming out, getting a win, maybe coming back home, but it's going to be very hard to win like three in a row
against this team.
Yes, it's going to be very challenging, especially at home. For the Avalanche, they've been amazing at home this whole season, and they're firing on all cylinders right now, dude. So Vasilevskiy has to be nearly perfect the next game to get a win.
You know, I was kind of expecting this, you know, to be, you know, they've been pretty close game minus, you know, game, what was that, game three? That was the huge win by Tampa. Colorado had a huge win. I thought that these games would have been one goal affair wins each.
Yeah, you know what? When Chiarelli scored 8 seconds in the game, I'm like, oh, dude, Tampa's ready. And it made me look good because I said that Tampa would win this, tie the series up. And I'm like, oh, these guys are ready to go. But Colorado just kept fighting back. And it's gonna be a good game, this next one. But yeah, they have to play their best hockey. And they need everybody. And I think that's the problem with Tampa. I think Braden Point is not even 50%. And did he even play last night? He wasn't even a factor. No, yeah. See, they gotta shut him down or they're gonna lose him next year because they're gonna risk losing this guy. So you need the captain clutch, Stamkos, to come up big. You need Kucherov to step up. Victor Hedman, Ryan McDonough have been very quiet. I've been seeing a lot of mean tweets about Ryan McDonough's play. I don't think he's been that bad, but I think last year he just set the bar so high. He was so good.
Yeah.
And he's just not at that level like he was last year.
I think he's got some injuries too.
Yeah, he plays a lot of minutes, man.
Yeah, I think he's playing with some injuries right now. So moving on, Austin Matthews has won the Hart Trophy and the Ted Lindsay Award too, didn't he?
Yes.
Outstanding player. You know, it's kind of hard, man, to be winning, you know, these kind of awards, and the Stanley Cup playoffs are still going on. I'm sure he wants to be there, you know, but I don't think this guy is going to win a Stanley Cup until he shaves that fucking mustache that he's got, you know. I think that there's like some rules against the hockey gods that, you know, after a certain point in time, you know, like say past the 80s, you can't wear a mustache anymore.
Yeah, I mean, why would you want to look like Ron Jeremy? It's just weird. Yeah.
Cale Makar won the Norris Trophy, which was, you know, as we've mentioned previously, is turned into the Offensive Defenseman Award. You know, good for him. You know, happy for that guy. Where did they have the ceremony at, man?
It looked like it was in the back of an old movie theater that was just getting demolished the next day. I don't even know. It looked weird.
Dude, can they have this while the playoffs are going on?
I don't know. The NHL does some weird things. Man. I'm just, it was very weird. I'm not a big fan of Keenan Thompson, whatever his name is. He had some funny jokes here and there, but he doesn't do it for me.
Oh, okay. Igor Shesterkin won the Vezina Trophy. Very impressive, man. He had an incredible year. It's going to be pretty hard to replicate that, to be honest with you, because everyone's going to be prepared for him now, you know, knowing that he's this incredible goalie. He put New York back on the map, man. Without him, I don't think that they'd be as competitive as they are.
Nah, they'd be on the fringe wild card team, if that, maybe missing out if they didn't have this guy.
Right, right. Very not surprising. Mo Sider won the Calder Trophy. He was just a complete animal all season, everywhere. Really impressive player. Look forward to seeing more from him, not against the Blackhawks, but against every other team.
Yeah, it just sucks he's a Red Wing. And it's not, the rivalry is kind of dead. I think the NHL killed that rivalry, and it was a mistake by them to put Detroit back east, but that's what Detroit wanted, and you know, they lost some good games for them, you know, four good games. I know we get to play them twice, but it's not the same as it used to be. The battles were awesome, but this kid is a beast, man. you try to hit him, he'll freaking just stand you up and knock you down and take the puck.
Right.
No doubt about it. He was the best rookie. Yes, Trevor Zegras is good. Those Michigan goals are cool. The Michigan passes are cool, but
I don't like
this
him.
Guy's a hockey player.
Yeah.
This guy's playing hockey. He's contributing to the game, not just being flashy.
He's awesome. I think Zegras is a whiner. And I'll be honest with you, I don't like the guy.
Yeah, you know what? I was. I remember that game. Didn't he get attacked? What was it? Was it the Phoenix Brawl?
He's
one of the best players in the league. How can you go after Troy Terry, dude? Do you know what you just said?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. He's a good player, but it's not like he's Austin Matthews or Connor McDavid, dude. Relax.
And just because that you're an offensive player doesn't automatically mean that you're off limits. Do you know what I mean? If you've been in someone who's been in the league, say like Sidney Crosby, like I don't think that Sidney Crosby should be getting stood up. Do you know what I mean? I think that there's a lot more respect for the guy. But at the same time, if you're playing for a cup, that might happen. You know, you need to, you know, keep your head on the swivel.
Yeah.
Saying that offensive players, because of, you know, a supposed status, which saying that Troy Terry has it was laughable to me. And it's just bullshit.
Yeah. Just because he's having a good offensive season, it doesn't shoot him up to be an elite player. But I think there's more to that story, that game, that, you know, that whole incident. I think there was probably, you know, some smack talk going on between the teams. They are division rivals. Actually, they were division rivals back in the day. Coyotes and the Ducks would always have some good battles and stuff, but I'm sure Zegras wasn't an angel. I'm sure he was saying stuff. And, you know, some of these old guys, veterans, they don't want to hear that from a youngster.
Yeah.
And I think that's what happened. And, you know, obviously, I don't want to get hit. And I know a lot of new hockey fans, I'm with Zegras. This is violent. And they shouldn't be fighting because of that. Well, dude, yeah, that's life, man. If you're going to get in someone's face and, you know, talk crap, there's only so much you could take. And I think that's what happened with that whole incident with the Coyotes.
Yeah. Philip Forsberg got an 8-year deal out of Nashville. So I think it was for $36 million. Got
$6 million. Offered.
Offered.
Yes, he was offered an 8-year. Nothing has been official.
Oh, yet. I thought he signed it.
No, nothing yet. Nothing signed yet, but I heard they're giving him what he wanted, but I still have a feeling that he might want to test free agency.
Well, I think this past his career best in goals is 42 assists and 84 points in 69 games. I don't know.
That was 2 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Or 2 seasons ago. Yeah.
Yeah. So, 27 years old, this is the time for that 8-year contract for him. $6 million for it. That's not bad.
$6 million a year, huh? Is that what they're off? Wow. You know what? That's good.
Yeah.
I think it's a good contract, but I think he's going to want more. And, you know what? It's okay to be selfish to get what you need, but he might want to win. I don't think Nashville's even close. They got a very good goaltending, but they, you know, at their first round and in and out kind of team, they're not really stacked. Like they don't spend the money. I know they're a smaller market, but he might want to sign somewhere like, you know, say like the LA Kings or, you know, they're going for it. The Oilers, I don't think the Oilers have the money, but he might want to test and see what he can get. Maybe he'll get a better chance of winning a cup too.
Maybe he likes the Nashville area. You know, you can get land for pretty good out there, man. Have a nice life there. You know, beautiful. I mentioned Chicago that it's a pretty nice place to be a young millionaire, you know, cause there's so much, you know, shopping and stuff to do downtown, you know, in Nashville, you know, you can buy some nice property out there and, you know, even after your hockey days are over, dude, you know, just have like a nice place to live.
A lot of players that, you know, end up getting traded to Nashville usually stay there, even if they get traded after, they kind of find their way back. Kind of like St. Louis, too, I feel like. A lot of players retire, like Keith Tkachuk, he's a St. Louis guy. And even Nashville, like you said, Tennessee's a beautiful state. You can get a lot for what you pay for, and there's just more freedoms there, I believe. And it's just a very nice, beautiful scenery, the Smoky Mountains, and people love the Nashville life, the country music scene. And
yeah,
a lot of these hockey guys are huge fans of country music. So yeah, you could be right. You might be happy there.
Not a bad place to be a millionaire, man.
Yeah. And raising a family.
That's what I call it. Not a bad place. You know, it's not like Columbus.
You're like one of the top teams, you know, in the city. I mean, as much as I hate Nashville and the Nashville fans, that place is full and they're yelling every night. I give them credit for that.
Yeah. Putting fans in the building, it does a lot for the players.
Yeah. I mean, they don't score a lot of goals or anything. They don't have any. I guess he would. Would you consider him the superstar of the team?
Maybe
him and Saros?
I would say Saros and I'm drawing a blank. Who's playing defense there?
Oh, Roman Josi.
Yeah. I would say Josi's the.
Yeah, but
I would say he's the main star of the team, and I would say Saros within a few years will be the number one guy. But Forsberg is probably their top offensive guy.
Yeah, he's the stud offensive guy. You know, he's one of the guys who, you know, he's going to sell some jerseys if he ends up staying there.
I would imagine he's one of the one. I think he's one of the, you know, with, you know, like I mentioned, Saros and Josi. I think that he's, the marketing team is putting things behind him.
Yeah, I think so too. And he, you know what, if he stays with Nashville, he's going to be a top line player for the next, what do you think, 5-4 years?
Yeah.
He'll probably be on that top and, you know, it'll kind of fade away. The contract will be like, yeesh, it's a little much. But $6 million, I mean, it's kind of like what we say with Seth Jones. I mean, the cap's going to go up. That $6 million could be like a $3 million value today.
That's what I think it's going to be.
Yeah, so that's a good contract from the GM.
Right.
I like it. You're giving him some money now. Maybe you're overpaying a little bit now, but you know, over time it looks good.
On the back end, right.
Yeah, but I think maybe his agent is saying, "Hey, we can get like 9 somewhere." But yeah, you'd have to change your whole life around. You gotta pick up and move. You gotta learn a new system. But you know, you never know. This is the fun part of the season.
Maybe you go there and you don't like it. You know, it's like I was making $6 million here, and life was good. And I'm making $9 million here, but I hate it here.
And the taxes, I'm sure the taxes are way better in Tennessee too.
Oh yeah,
he could go if you want to go to New York. You're probably going to be paying, you know, you're going to get your $6-7 million a year, $8 million a year, but you're going to get six anyway, and you'd probably walk away with more in Nashville.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, cool, man. That's pretty much all that I got. What about you?
Yeah, that's about it. I'm glad we talked about Mo Sider because I think he deserves a little hype and a little praise. He's very exciting. I love watching his clips on Twitter or YouTube, just standing guys up, and he's a stud. I hope we can get a guy like him to build our team around.
I think that I'm going to make the prediction that Ian Mitchell makes the team next year out of camp.
Yeah, he had a great season in the A this year. Davidson did the right thing, keeping him down.
Yeah.
I thought that was smart. Even Nicholas Beaudin, I see a lot with him too. And I hope we do it right. Let's do it right. Let's sign some good. I think we got 5 picks in the second and third round,
right,
up to the fourth maybe. So hopefully we find a gem in there. That'd be awesome, and we could start talking about our Mo Sider.
Right. Right. So, all right, everybody, that's all we got for you tonight. I'm going to make the prediction Colorado closes it out in the next game, which I believe is tomorrow, Friday. And then we're going to go into our off-season Blackhawks podcast where we start evaluating the players of the team. We wanted to do that after the playoffs were over. But we'll be getting to that as soon as the season's over. All right, that's all that we got for you tonight. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one. This is the Tomahawk, and we're out of here.